It's time for this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish, joined by Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and also one of the writers for AgEconomist.com. And Brent, let's talk about what the Fed did this week, raising interest rates a little bit. Talk to us more about the agriculture side. Where are farm-level interest rates right now?
Well, Joe, it's great to be with you again this week, and the Fed got to work this week, finally, and raised interest rates for the first time in 2016. So as we look at the farm sector, though, what we see are farm-level interest rates are still awfully, awfully low. In fact, we look at over time, farm-level interest rates, they're as low as they've been in the last 30 or 40 years, probably.
Let's talk about where farm interest rates could go from here, and do we see a lot of predictions on into the future?
Well, I think you have to think that farm-level interest rates are going to go up in response to the Fed moving interest rates up. How much and whether that has a practical impact, I think, are the bigger questions. And I think when we look at it, an interest rate increase of this size is probably not going to put a huge crimp in most people's stride. So we don't see that in the short term that move would have a real detrimental impact on, say, farm borrowing. I think as we look at it, we're a little bit more concerned about just general issues of creditworthiness and what risk, has to do with those farm-level interest rates. I think that's probably higher on our radar. And then, of course, you got to kind of think through what all of the practical implications long-term of rising interest rate environment are. I mean, interest rates impact a lot of different things, from the value of our currency to even longer-term interest rates to short-term interest rates, and it's hard to kind of understand or predict exactly what these changes are going to have, over the next year or so.
And we've talked about that on past installments and on your blog as well, where people comparing the downturn to what we saw in the 80s and lower interest rates now really go a long way in helping us now, don't they?
Yeah, one of the biggest supporters, I think, or one of the positive things in the ag economy right now are these low interest rates. And as that environment changes, I think it's something we really want to pay attention to going forward and just, keep our eye on it and see where it goes. I think most of the markets had this kind of an increase already factored into the markets. It's just what does this kind of idea that we're maybe in a upward trending interest rate environment going to do? And we want to watch the dollar, and we want to watch those longer-term interest rates, because those are really supporting farmland values.
Okay, Brent, wrap it up for us. What should farmers do out there, farmers and ranchers both, I guess, looking at interest rates here moving forward?
Well, I think what we've been trying to tell people all along is, the biggest thing right now in this environment is to really work on your cost of production. And while it's easy to get worked up about changes in interest rates, I think for most people, those short-term fluctuations aren't going to have a huge impact on their cost of production. The other thing, though, I think you want to think about is, just where are you at in terms of fixed versus variable interest rates, particularly on the long-term side, and are there things you can do to take some risk off the table there? All things that I think everybody should be considering.
Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. If you'd like to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com, and you can check out their blog. It's ageconomist.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.